As the nation commemorates the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, many people will be celebrating Philadelphia as the center of the American Revolution. But Philadelphia was also the center of British rule when the army occupied the city in 1778. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on how the British had a lot of fun in Philly.
The British marched into Philadelphia on September 26, 1777, and without a single shot fired, took over the largest city in the American colonies. They had just had a grueling but decisive victory at Brandywine, and the British officers were ready for a little R&R.
There's dances, there's balls, there's horse racing, there's a great deal of gambling, there are parties, there's a major theater scene.
Aaron Sullivan is the author of The Disaffected, Britain's Occupation of Philadelphia During the American Revolution.
A lot of money in the British officer class, and there is a lot of pent-up demand from the elite people of Philadelphia who've at this point been cut off from British trade for years. It's a high time.
The occupation was not a high time for everybody. Food and basic essentials were in short supply. Many lower and middle class residents suffered. But the British pulled into their social sphere Philadelphia's well-heeled class for dancing and parties. The officers even put on amateur theater productions in South Philadelphia.
This is my theory about what they were mainly doing. They were there to meet girls.
Peter Schmitz is an actor and author of Adventures in Theater History Philadelphia, the book and the podcast. He says the British made Philly more fun than it had been before.
They made it a place where partying and dancing and theater became the norm in the social sphere, which it hadn't been up till then. The original Continental Congress had outlawed theaters and gaming and horse races and cockfights and all those things that the British officers, who were mainly from the aristocracy, loved to do.
The revelry of the British Army in Philadelphia culminated in a massive party in May 1778 called the Meschianza, which was literally the party to end all parties. The highly theatrical medieval pageant, lavish dinner, and all-night ball for hundreds of guests was thrown on the occasion of British General William Howe's removal as commander. It was a final blowout before the army evacuated Philadelphia. Caroline O'Connell, a curator at the American Philosophical Society, says the Meschianza was performative of an empire on the brink of collapse.
Things in the war are starting to shift. The announcement of the alliance, the American alliance with the French, has just made its way across and almost immediately impacts the course of the war. So there is this sense that it's sort of a last gasp of opulence and empire before a real change is about to occur.
The war was still several years away from its conclusion, but by the summer of 1778, the British Army left the state of Pennsylvania, never to return. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.